T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A likely short-term VIP on the Wichita scene. We'll get more on that from editor Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal update. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
U.S. military releases video as it shows Iran removing an unexploded mine from a targeted tanker. But Tehran denies any involvement with this.
Two.
The Kansas Supreme Court set to rule in less than an hour on state funding for public schools.
One.
The Toronto Raptors win the NBA championship last night in basketball action. Former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet coming off the Raptors bench with 22 points in the title game last night. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita continuing to trickle down bit by bit. 231 kind of an average. I spotted better. 229. I saw that at Maple and West Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Hit it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And our weather forecast heading into Father's Day weekend. It's going to be humid, windy, and warm today with a high of 83 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low down to 68. Then looking ahead for the weekend, sunny and warm tomorrow, a high 88 on Saturday. Partly cloudy Sunday on Father's Day with a high 85. Currently in Wichita, mostly cloudy, breeze out of the south-southeast. It is 65 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 83. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Don't forget to shop for your favorite bourbon lovers at The Monarch. T-shirts, glassware, gift cards, and more available for purchase. The Monarch in Delano. It's 8:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning. It appears the man suspected of shooting former baseball star David Ortiz has a history with law enforcement. U.S. prosecutors say the shooting suspect is wanted on armed robbery and gun charges in New Jersey. A news release from the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office says a bench warrant without geographic limitations has been issued for the suspect. A grand jury indicted the 25-year-old resident of Reading, Pennsylvania, in connection with a couple of armed robberies in New Jersey 2 years ago. Authorities in the Dominican Republic have said that they have that man in custody and that he has confessed to shooting former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz, who was shot Sunday in the Dominican Republic. Ortiz is currently at Massachusetts General Hospital in guarded condition. Twitter says it has deleted nearly 4,800 suspect accounts linked to Iran. Says the accounts have been secretly pushing the Tehran government's agenda. Twitter adding those accounts and their tweets to a public database it launched last year, tracking its battle against government-linked misinformation. Twitter also adding a smaller number of deleted accounts linked to Russia, Venezuela, and the Catalonia region of Spain. Twitter says the removals are meant to prevent election interference while preserving valid political speech. Who wouldn't love a free trip from Florida to Hawaii? Well, for one, it was a southern black racer, Snake. That dream came true. Snake was a stowaway in a man's backpack, not discovered until the traveler and the snake arrived in Maui. The government says the snake slithered out of the backpack after the man arrived at a vacation rental property. It is a big deal. Snakes have no natural predators in Hawaii, so the reptiles do pose a threat to the state's native species. The snake is expected to be transferred to Oahu. 8:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A likely short-term VIP is now on the Wichita scene. We'll find out more from editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Vice President Michael Barrett said Andy Tompkins was a calming influence when he served for nearly a year as interim president of Fort Hays State University. Tompkins is now the interim president at Wichita State University. He'll preside until a 20-member selection committee chooses the permanent replacement for President John Bardo. Tompkins is a lifelong educator. He's also former CEO of the Kansas Board of Regents. He was on the selection committee that chose Bardo to become WSU's president back in 2012. Tompkins says it's not his job to steer the ship in another direction, says it's his job to keep the ship sailing in the direction it was going. He is 71 years old. And this week's list, actually two of them, health-related, Wichita outpatient surgery centers and Wichita area dental practices. The dental practices ranked by number of 2018 patient visits. Grace Med Health Clinic at the top, well over 32,000 visits. Cambridge Family Dentistry second, just over 32,000. And Rose Hill General and Cosmetic Dentistry third, right at 32,000. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, Bill, we can only hope that Wichita is on the list because Baby Shark Live is going to launch a 100-city tour in North America this fall.
Oh, man, surely we're on the list.
Oh, you would hope. Of course, inspired by the children's song dance video, which has generated 3 billion views on YouTube. Not making that up.
Wow, and I'm not one of them. I haven't seen that.
No, they will announce the schedule on July 9th, so less than a month for you to get excited about the Baby Shark Live tour of North America.
I cannot wait.
Crossing our fingers and hope Wichita's on that list. Oh, man.
Well, if not, we'll just have to travel. It'll be a road
trip.
Well,
okay, yeah. Well, we'll get the gang together and do a roadie, yeah.
Exactly.
We got some birthdays this weekend. Adam Knapp is celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Guy that used to work write sports for the Wichita Eagle and is now
become at the Business Journal for a while.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
And he is now kind of a documentary filmmaker.
Does a great job.
Yes, he does. And he's working on a project on the Wichita Wings soccer team right now.
Ooh, that's
cool.
Nice.
And then birthdays tomorrow, we got Mayor Jeff Longwell with a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Happy birthday is honor.
Yeah, and so with the festivities for the mayor tomorrow. And another friend of ours, Teresa Veazey from the Wichita Art Museum, Steve and Ted listeners, celebrating a birthday tomorrow as well.
Who?
Now, that is uncalled for.
Happy birthday, VZ.
Yep, so good folk. Boy, big birthdays. And
that's
of course,
huge, yeah.
President Trump's birthday
VIPs.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that.
BJT.
The big man on down. Got some big birthdays this weekend.
He's celebrating.
And of course, you've got Father's Day activities, maybe.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't want to speak for your children. Maybe they don't have anything planned for Sunday.
I've got one who's out of the country, but the other one just showed up last night from Texas, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, is that permanent, or is she just coming up for the summer or the weekend?
Just a visit. She has to go back down there.
I was going
to
say, got more work to do down there. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you joining us today, Bill Roy, and we'll let you get to
Always
your weekend.
My pleasure, Theodore.
Yeah, thank you much. That is Editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. Hey, the flag of the United States has not been created by rhetorical sentences in declarations of independence and in bills of rights. It has been created by the experience of a great people, and nothing is written upon it that has not been written by their life. It is the embodiment, not of a sentiment, but of a history. Those are the words of President Woodrow Wilson in an address he gave on Flag Day in the year 1915. And today is Flag Day, so take those words to heart and honor the United States flag, the Stars and Stripes. Hey, the Glenn Beck Show is coming up at 9 o'clock. Thanks for listening to us. Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. We got it all. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
New shoes?
Oh, I had the best day. I was greeted by a fit specialist who...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.